Daryl, it's Gail Nichol Kaling.
Hey, good morning, Gail.
Good morning. Are you running around like a chicken with no head?
Yeah, it's a little crazy time right now.
Now, you're new to the PCC by a month, but you've been in the food retailing industry in Seattle, in Puget Sound, all over the country for a long time. What is it that makes the PCC different in terms of offering and culture? From your perspective. And right now, you're probably feeling all the differences because you're just sorting it out.
The biggest difference that I see is how much of a part of the community PCC is. So I think when a lot of retailers talk about being local and being part of the community, I think PCC as a co-op is owned by the community, which I think makes a big difference. And I think there's a real sense of serving the community here at PCC. So I really think there's a very close connection and just a different approach to how we go to market. Again, a lot of companies may talk customer focus, but PCC is not only customer focused, but member focused. You know, really looking at what's the best way to serve the membership and the community that we serve. So I think that really kind of colors or frames our decisions and the vendors we work with and how we go to market. So I think that really makes it unique from any other company that I've worked for or any other retailer that I've kind of experienced across the country.
Does that translate into differences in the product offering?
I think so. I think there is differences. We, as a natural foods market, we have some pretty strict product standards as well that filter kind of what we carry. You know, being member-owned and being a co-op and trying to serve the communities, I think really lends towards preferential treatment to things that are produced locally that meet our standards. So yeah, I think it does influence the products that we carry.
Now, this one, you're going to have to put on your magic thinking hat. What would you envision that the PCC of the future would look like? If we look at how food retailing has evolved over the last 100 years, in most cases, what our grandfathers and great-grandfathers knew in the store, they wouldn't recognize at all. And yet, some of it is exactly the same.
Well, that's a great question. We're actually meeting as a team, leadership team, over the last few weeks and going here into the next few weeks on just that. So we're having some planning sessions just to talk about, you know, what does PCC look like, and not only next year or 5 years out, but 30 years out. So we're just really starting those discussions, really kind of looking big picture into the future. We know that home delivery is a big component now for groceries. We'll be starting with a home delivery service here in the next month. I think this is when we're scheduled to launch home delivery through a third party. So that's going to be a new venture for PCC. We're really talking about, you know, from the customer's perspective, what's the best way to be the food solution, and even, you know, broader than food, you know, how do we continue to educate the consumer? How do we continue to be advocates for the things that we believe in? And really looking down the road at, you know, how do we best serve our members and our non-members, our community, and continue to grow and prosper while providing benefits for the community and the members that we serve. So I don't know if anybody knows for sure what the future brings, but the way we're approaching it is really trying to figure out from the end user, you know, what's the best way to serve them. The great thing about this company is we're talking about it.
That idea of thinking in the next generation, 30 years from now, is really exciting and it's also really scary because 30 years ago, who would have thought that you would walk into the supermarket and everything would be in little packages or prepared for you? I mean, we have huge options for what I think we fondly refer to as grab and go, and then the prepared foods, so different from where we've been in the past. Just as somebody who's been in the food industry for a long time and not necessarily speaking from PCC, where can we go from here?
The number one driving decision maker for most people with food and shopping is convenience. Really, it's that, you know, how do you make it, you know, even more convenient? You know, how do we merchandise our stores? How do we offer our products to make it easier for customers to find? You know, how do we teach people, give them knowledge about the products, education, you know, how do we help them learn, you know, the next generation and the generation after that, you know, teach them how to cook, you know, how do we teach them how to make smart food choices and really become, you know, part of their lives, simplify their choices on maybe how they can have access to great food.
I guess the term I've heard used is curation, rather than offering, you know, a huge warehouse full of every choice of everything that you possibly could buy to carefully selected based on certain standards, reasons, specifications, selected for you kind of options.
That's a part of it, too. I think, you know, the challenge for any consumer walking into a grocery store, even going online, you know, to shop, is there's tens of thousands of choices as soon as you walk in the front door. I think the path of the future is really helping people with, here's what, you know, we recommend, or here's the items that we've selected for you.
I realize it's early days at Columbia City, but do you expect that the product mix is going to evolve to reflect the surrounding community? It's a very diverse community.
Well, there's a core list of products in every store. I think the product mix does evolve in each location and will be at Columbia City, you know, to reflect the needs of the market. One thing that we do really well here at PCC is have an avenue for the customers to contact myself, an email or a note into Kate, the CEO, or any of the merchandising team that buys the products. So we're very customer-focused for requests. So we've already working on bringing in some of the items from the farmers market there in Columbia City. You know, as customers come in and don't find what they want, we definitely encourage them to request product in, and then we can start working to make the store even more reflecting of the community.
I know you're busy, Daryl. I'm going to let you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Gail.